Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Ray Choto.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about election results in Zimbabwe amid a street protest staged by MDC activists.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-0619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the election crisis in Zimbabwe as members of the army shoot street protesters.
At least three people were killed and several others injured today in street protests staged by MDC activist Alliance claiming electoral fraud in the Monday general elections. Soldiers opened fire on protesters who condemned the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission for conducting what they call a sham poll showing an outright win for the ruling ZANU-PF.
Parliamentary election results announced so far in 207 constituencies show that the ZANU-PF has won 147 seats, followed by the MDC Alliance with 60. An independent and a member of the National Patriotic Front got a seat each. The announcement of the presidential election results has been shifted to tomorrow or the day after.
The European Union says the electoral field was not level due to some irregularities, including lack of transparent voters' role and media bias in favor of the ruling party ZANU-PF. Police are also seeking some members of the MDC Alliance who they are linking to the protests that took place today.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Tinangapake ya isibukele kono kukwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke amasocha abegijimisana labantu abe MDC Alliance eHarare lamhlanje okukhanyangazana ukudutshulwe abantu ababili bafa. So sikhuluma nje kuyizililo khona ngale ke eHarare ngoba abantu laba abe MDC Alliance bebechothoza impumela yokhetho. Siyabona ukuthi ke endaweni ezi 207 esezikhulunywe izekho ukuthi impumela yokhetho ihambe njani, iZANU-PF ibambe izihlalo ezi 147. Kube sokusithi ke iMDC Alliance ekhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa izuze 60. Uyi-independent ke umuntu ozimele yedwa uzuze isithe yodwa, kuzobuya ke umnumzana weNorton nguye yena lo oyi-independent. Wazo kuya ke National Patriotic Front laye uzuze isihlalo esisodwa. So ke i-presidential election kumbe ngithi ukhetho lukamongameli kaloku kakhulunywa. So ke kuthiwa bangakhuluma lamhla kumbe bakhulume kusasa Ray, singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Kodwa abantu ngani bazondile mfowethu.
Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka musarudzo dzaitwa nemusi wemuvhuro. Musi wekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs. ZANU-PF iri kuratidza kuti yakunda zvine mutsindo, asi pane kutaura nekukakavadzana kuri kuitika. Vanhu vangachiti izvo sarudzo idzi dzinenge dzisina kuitwa negwara kwaro. Isu tiri vatori vendau tiri kungoteerawo zvinenge zvichitaurwa nevanhu, asi zviri kubuda mumaWhatsapp nemusocial media zviri kuratidza kuti kune vanhu vari kunyunyuta, zvinova zvimwe zvinhu zvakonzera zvakare kuti vatsigiri veMDC Alliance varatidzire nhasi vakazopedzisira vanetsana nemapurisa nemauto, vanhu vatatu vakaurayiwa. Gibbs, pakurayiwa kwavanhu kwazvina kunaka.
Kunzima foti lapa. So we also saw Nkululeko Sibanda, the spokesperson of the president of the MDC T, actually saying that you know, he was actually blaming the police and soldiers for opening fire. He says people have voted democratic right as enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution to actually protest. So he's saying, you know, they did the wrong thing because people have got that right. And indications are that the police actually sought some, you know, assistance from the army to actually quell the protests in Harare. And at the same time, there were similar protests in Bulawayo, but we are told that those protests were actually peaceful. So we don't know what is going to happen, Ray, starting today, up to the time the presidential election results are announced. But indications are that the situation is really tense in Zimbabwe right now.
Icho kwadi Gibbs, kana zvinhu zvakupindirwa nemasoja, mauto, mapurisa, achimhanyisana mugwagwa achirova vanhu. Zvinenge zvakuratidza kuti patenge paaneka kuchichidzirana nekuchichidzira vamwe. Asi tisakanganwe zvakare kuti izvo sarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika haisati yaziviswa kuti akunda ndiani, asi tichitarisawo kune vezvematongerwo enyika vachamisa vakabuda pachena vachiti izvo vakanga vakunda musarudzo, nekuti izvo information yavaiwana kubva kumapolling station inoratidza kuti vakunda zvine mutsindo. Asi tinofanira kumirira kuti Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ichazenge ichitaura kuti kudii, uyezvowo nemhirizhonga iri kuitika iyi zvichaita kuti zviomere zvakare Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kunge ichiburitsa zvinhu zvinotambirwa nevamwe.
So we have actually invited several people to come on board here to discuss this issue, and some of the people from the MTC Alliance and ZANU-PF and some presidential aspirants. And one of the presidential aspirants that is right on the line right now is Mr. Evaristo Washington Chikanga, a presidential candidate under the Rebuild Zimbabwe Party. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good evening or good morning. I don't know what time it is over there.
Yeah, now right here is 2:06 p.m.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for welcoming me to the program.
Thank you very much. And in Zimbabwe, it's 7 minutes past 8. So, Ray, I think you can kick it off from there.
Mungati udzwa kuri kuti zvinhu muri kuzvionawo sei?
Ndingatange nekutaura nemhirizhonga yaitika masikati kuhotera yedu hombe inonzi Sheraton kana Rainbow Towers. Vanhu vanga vaine, tirikuona sekuti vanhu vane kodzero dzavo dzekudemonstrata vachiexpress their dissatisfaction with the process, and I think that was a right thing to do. But we were disturbed by the use of force. I think at first that the police did good. They were responding very well to the provocations by the people who were throwing stones. They were not using excessive force, but we were disturbed by the involvement of the army. When the army came with, I think, 2 helicopters and some trucks, and that is something that we don't approve of, and it's something that gives a bad impression on our election.
Right now, Zimbabwe is under the global spotlight because of these elections. What do you think should have been done by the government?
I think that the police who are trained to deal with an unarmed group of people must have dealt with the situation. I was there at the Rainbow Towers. There were 2 truckloads of police officers who never left their trucks. I don't think that the situation warranted the involvement of soldiers, and I don't think the situation warranted the shooting of unarmed civilians. The soldiers are not trained to deal with civilians. They are trained to deal in war situations, and here we are seeing an army whose responsibility is to preserve and to protect the lives of the citizens of the country in the event of a war, being used to suppress a constitutional right of people who are expressing dissatisfaction with whatever has brought dissatisfaction in their hearts. I believe that is not good for our nation.
Just be on standby, sir. We've got our call. Our reporter, Jonga Kandemiri, who is in Harare right now. Jonga, can you give us a brief of what's going on right now?
Good evening, Ray. Currently, the streets of Harare are empty. I took a walk around 6:15 to about 6:50. The soldiers on the streets, the soldiers and the police, are clearing the streets. They are actually shouting to people, please move out of the streets. And I also noticed that gas stations or service stations, as they call them here, they usually open 24/7, 24 hours a day. Today, they are closed, and all the shops are closed. And I noticed the one shop, the windows were also smashed. So that's the current situation in the city. No one is allowed to move around in the city this night.
What about your safety as a journalist?
Well, when the rioting started, or the disturbances, when they started, we were mingling with the police. We didn't have any problems. We were actually taking photos of them, trying to repel the demonstrators. That was at the Harare International Conference Center. But later on, when the army came, things, all hell broke loose. They didn't care whether you are a journalist or you are who. They were just beating up people. And then the process, they smashed one cameraman's equipment. So those are the two different scenarios. The police were able to mingle with them. Actually, we were safer with the police until when the army came in.
Yeah, siyakuzwa ke Jonga, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Sicela uhlale khona apho ke mfowethu. Yeah, ukhulunywa ke umnumzana Everest Washington Chikanga uthi hayi konoko kwenziwa ngamasoja kungana kulunganga sibili uyakukondema. Umnumzana Everest Washington Chikanga ubincintisa ukhetho lukamongameli ukubandla le-rebuild Zimbabwe. So sizabuyela kuye nje ngesikhatshana esifitshane. Kuzobuya ke silo ubaba uJonga Kantimiri ukhona ngale ke eHarare ngomunye wethu. Studio 7. So, Jonga, what is happening in terms of those three remaining parliamentary seats that have not been announced and the presidential election? What is going on?
When I attended the ZEC press conference in the afternoon, when they were announcing the results of the remaining constituencies, that's when Judge President Just Priscilla Chigumba announced that there are three outstanding constituencies in the Harare Metropolitan. And she gave a hint that maybe by tomorrow things will be sorted out. Then on the presidential results, she said that each candidate has to send his or her agent to ZEC so that they verify together the V11 forms. And after only that, that's when they will announce the elections. And they cannot do it if other one or two political parties do not send their agents. And she said by the law, they still have until Saturday to do so, to announce the results. So I think they are giving time to political parties and individuals who contested in the presidential elections. Election to send their agents so that they verify the results together before they announce them.
Thank you very much, Jonga Kantimiri. Maybe most probably, Ray, we may cross over to Mr. Everest Chikanga to understand some of these processes, whether they've been conducted or not. We don't know.
Yeah, Vachikanga. Todzokera kwamuri. Zvirikunzizwa imimi semunhu angachikukidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Munofanira kutumira nhumwa yenyu kana kuzviendera imi pachenyu. Tirikunzwa zvakare kuti mapurisa nemasoja ari kurambidza vanhu kuti vapinde muguta. Muchazvifambisa sei?
Well, yes, I had the honor or the privilege of going there this afternoon and we didn't sign anything. They were just showing us the process that they I actually went myself. So we went in there with my colleague. And they were showing us how they receive results and how they capture them in the computer and so forth. It was just giving us more of an education of how the process works.
Are you happy with the process?
Well, I don't understand whether it's wrong or it's good. From the way they explained to me, it sounds like it is a good thing. They are trying to be as transparent as possible. But if there is something that I should be aware of, I couldn't pick it up. But on the surface, what I saw and what I experienced is something that I think better informs me about the process and about probably the reason why there are sort of delays. It's more like a meticulous process where they have to get the details right from the polling station. And if there's a discrepancy of figures, they say they have to send the papers back to the polling station. And that is one of the reasons why they are not working, they are not producing the result as soon as everybody else would want them, to produce the result.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was satisfied with what they showed us on the ground, what the process is from the receiving of the results from the constituencies, from the provinces. I think that was good. And the process that they are engaged in up until they are captured in the system, we tried to ask a few layman questions. I think they answered as well.
Over to you, Gibbs.
So when you look at some of these issues concerning the election results, Mr. Chikanga, do you think that they will be authentic since there are some of these protests? And the EU actually said that there were some irregularities here and there. So at the end of the day, and there's this kind of shooting that has happened. So how authentic are these results going to be?
Yeah, I have more questions than answers to what you just stated. You know, I am one of those presidents, myself and my team. We really visited almost all provinces in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to the people on the ground. One of the things that we constantly heard from province to province, village to village, is that they have been lied to for too long a time.
Mm-hmm.
And they want something real, brand new. And so, as I now see the results, the figures that are coming, I now have questions as to whether this is a true reflection of the will of the people on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If so, are the people really serious? Or what they were telling us was, what was it? I mean, I have more questions and I'm a little bit confused about the whole scenario, because what the electorate in the rural areas were saying about their desire, they said they wanted a brand new government, they wanted something new. It's not being reflected by what we are seeing in the results.
So what are you saying exactly, Mr. Chikanga, if you are saying that they were talking about they want a new government, and the results are not reflecting what they were saying during the election? What are you telling us here about the electoral process in Zimbabwe?
That's why I admitted that the whole thing is confusing me now, because, I am also looking at it from this other point, where at every polling station, there were party agents that verified and authenticated the figures. So then that is the reason why probably I have more confusion than possible explanations, or I as of now I'm still confused, and I really need to figure out what really transpired. What I can simply say is probably we need to really investigate to make sure that the results that are coming in, they are a true reflection of the will of the people from the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. So now, let's just read some messages, Ray, that are being posted by people on Facebook. And remember, Zimbabweans, we are on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Lapis kona ke kunampa ke enkundlene zijeneyo as a Facebook, siku VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So ke nampa banye bantu ababhalayo lapha ke ubanele isayijeni Ncube usinike inombolo zakhe uthi ngicela limfonele nisebuTswana. Kuzobuya ke uNicolette Green uthi who actually opens ammunition or bullets, who fires bullets on civilians. That is unheard of. Then Mbonisi Sotindwa Mzilankata says, this is bad news indeed. Then of course Lavina Sizibau says, I'm watching you from Kwatemba in Filabusi. That is if Filabusi in Caesar district. Ukumbulani uti hello my brothers, lami ngihlulukelwe ngikhonapha lapha ngikhona. Kuzobuya ke uMary omuhle phakathi Mbome uthi uhamba njani vele kanti ayi akwaziwa ukuthi ubuzima lobu buzaphetha ngani elizweni lakithi. Kuzobuya ke ukhumbulani Ncube uthi kunzima eHarare. Then of course welcome yon Yvonne Nyati who says I'm watching you from Haveron in Botswana. Then of course Isaac Piri who says, oh, just imagine a so-called professional soldiers firing automatic weapons on unarmed civilians. Now I'm told that we are joined by MTC presidential spokesperson, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He is in Harare. Good evening, Dr. Sibanda, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and tell us what is happening there. We saw you addressing a press conference, and things are things okay in Zimbabwe?
Oh, well, not necessarily. Look, the people of Zimbabwe went to the polls on the 30th of July, 2018, and an election in which all our projections indicate that President Nelson Chamisa won a resounding victory without the necessity of a runoff. And since then, we've seen that the Zimbabwe Election Support Network has decided not to announce the results timeously, and they are preparing, they are acting as if they are preparing to announce a result that is different from what obtained at the polling stations. An example of this is that they started by announced results that see ZANU-PF winning for rural areas before they announced any results in the urban areas, including Harare, which they then later did today. Our polling agents were not allowed to or able to sign any of the V11 forms. These are forms where agents sign that what is being recorded on the papers and being sent to the Z command center at different stages is a correct reflection of what transpired at the polling station. Now, what that means is that, therefore, the results that ZEC is announcing in many cases are not verified by our agents, and therefore not reflective of the truth or not verifiable. And then you have the situation where they have been saying they will announce the presidential results and they continue not to. And because of the manner in which they have conducted the announcements of the results, it is clear that citizens suspect that they are trying to play foul with the outcome. As a result of that, some Hararians have taken to the streets, mostly peaceful, but joined by what we think are state agents trying to cause commotion in order to create a facade for violence. President Chamisa clearly does not condone violence, and for the most part, his supporters remain peaceful as they follow the attitude of the president and the party in terms of how to conduct themselves. But we do know that they were infiltrated by elements who caused some minor incidences of violence, and then the soldiers came in and killed an unverified number of individuals.
I just have a question for you, Dr. Sibanda. What steps are you taking to have this issue rectified?
We have made presentations both in public and in private to the Zimbabwe Election Commission to make sure that they announce the results both timelessly, because people are anxious, and also to make sure that they announce the correct results. I need to let Zimbabweans know that we had our the president has had agents in polling stations, and therefore that the actual results are known, and the president has carried out a thorough analysis of the figures provided to him by his agents, and will be able, when he thinks it's appropriate, to and in fact encourages Zach to announce the results that he has obtained, that are similar to what has been obtained through agents who were at polling sessions.
Ndombokufunzeya neshona vasibanda. Tiri kunzwa kuti zvipane mashoko ekuti izvo vanhu pavanga vachivhotera mumapolling station. Inenge ine huwandu toti mazana mashanu evanhu, asi panga vaizobuda vanhu vavhota vanodarika mazana mashanu. Zvinhu zvamuri kusangana nazvo here pamuri kutambira zvikubuda musarudzo?
Zvinhu zvatiri kusangana nazvo kuti vanhu vanenge vakatarisirwa kuvhota vanenge havasiriwo vanozovhota, panozoita vanhu vakati wandei kukundai vavo. Saka tinoti izvozvo zvinoda kuongororwa, asi chakakosha chikuru ndechekuti president Chamisa pavakati aiwa ngatiendei kusarudzo, chero tichiziva zviri kuti vanhu havari kutobiririra vanhu vezeki, nokuti vaiziva ivo kuti aiwa vane utsigiri hwakakurisa. Hazvina basa kuti vanobiridzira sei, kubiridzira kwavo hakuzi kuzoshanda kana vanhu vakawanda vakabuda kudovhota. Nazvo ka vanhu vemuzimbabwe vakabuda zvikuru sa vakandovhota. Saka kubirira kwavanga vachiita vachiwedzera vanhu vachiti vanhu vasiri pavhota zvino zvakaitika pabelvedhi yemharare zvatakatoona, kubiridzira ikoko hakuna kushanda, nokuti vanhu vemuzimbabwe vakavhota zvakasimba kusavhota president Nelson Chamisa. Naizvozvo tinoti isu president Nelson Chamisa aiwaka makaita zvimwe zvese izvi tikakusiyai, chiregedzaika kubirira pakanasa marezao, chitaurai zvabuda zvaminazvo mumabhuku enyu.
Ye, siyabona ke Dr. Spanda ukuthi ngomnyaka ka 2013 kukanyangazani ke kwakusithi nxa kubikwa ama parliamentary results kubikwe futhi lokuthi aka president endaweni enje aphume njani, kuyini okwehlula ukuthi bakwenze khona ko?
Iyo le phele sitho ukuthi kube sisuke sabakwazi ukuthi into abayizamayo ngokuphuza ukukhuluma ukuthi sithi kumbe abameleli bephalamende abemadolobheni kubo Harare batholeni, sekuyikuthi Zack ibisesebhizi ngayokuthi ibisesebhizi zama ukuthi intshintshantshintsha amavoti ngezelele akapresident uNangagwa ngapha kuvoti zeHarare, ngoba ngale makhaya ngeke bangezelele kangako ngendawo yokuthi abantu akade abebefanele bavote bebevotile ngobuningi bawo. Ngalelo qhinga yikho safe sithi ayibo siyazi ukuthi yikhokho likwenzayo, kodwa kufanele liphumise impumela evele ebantwini. Ubuqili lobu hayi gabungadluleli phambili, ngoba silekele lenza izinto ezimbi kakhulu ngembana. Sathi hayi upresident Chamisa sathi hayi ufuna ukunika izizalo zeZimbabwe ithuba lokuthi bake balwisane lobuqili bezakhe.
Yes, awakukhulu-ke. I think we can cross over to Jonga Kanemiri. He's still there.
Hey, Jonga, uchiripo?
Jonga, are you there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Muchidimbu, tichidzokera kwauri. Zvinhu pazvasvika ipapa, uri kuona zvichibuda semangwana, sinsiye zvino zvava usiku, vanhu varara. Mangwana uri kuona anobuda akaita sei?
Mangwana anogona kunge asina kunyatsogadzikana, nokuti ndanzwa kuti mapurisa anenge akushandisa mutemo wePOSA, Public Order and Security Act, zvichireva kuti vanhu vanenge vaakukwanisa kunge vachimiswa, vachibvunzwa, vachisechwa nekudii mumugwagwa. Zvinorevawo kuti vanhu vanenge vasingakwanisi kunge vachifamba vari vatatu kupfuura vatatu muchimira muri zvitsumbu zvitsumbu. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvokuti ndingati rusununguko rwanga ruchimbotandadza vanhu nguva yapfuura, yekuti vanhu vanga vakasununguka kuita zvavanoda nekuungana nekutaura, zvinogona kunge zvava kumbunyikidzwa. Asi tichangomira kuti tigoona kuti mangwana kunomuka kwakaita sei, sezvo rinenge rava rimwe zuva rei.
Gibbs.
Now, in terms of the announcement of the presidential election results, what are you getting there, Junga?
The results, as I mentioned earlier, that Judge Chigumba said that she's waiting for political parties' agents so that they verify together the V11 forms, which means it may take until the 4th, when she said they still have up to the 4th constitutionally to announce the results. So they can take, or they may take their time and waiting until the 4th. I think if the parties fail to send their agents, ZEC will take a decision to go ahead and announce. That's my feeling.
Thank you so much, Chonga. Let's hear from Evaristo Chikanga. Now, when they talk about these V-something forms, what are they all about? Can you tell the public exactly whether you understand what ZEC is talking about here?
These V-forms, you know, when we went there this afternoon, we didn't see any, they didn't show us, they showed us some forms.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know whether these are the V1 forms or whatever. They didn't. I didn't. I thought maybe they'll show them to us next time when we actually have to sign, because they told us that they're still waiting for results, I think, from three districts or some three constituencies. I don't remember specifically. Mm-hmm. But they said they are still waiting for, I think it was three districts. And once that is done, probably that's when we go and we have to sign those V forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Nichizogara kwamuri vachikanga ndirikuona kunge panenge pane mutamba apa ndambokuvhunzai zvakare kuti izvo muchange muchifamba sei sezvo manzwa Jonga achitaura kuti izvo patodzikwa mutemo okuti izvo vanhu hauchabvumirwa kuonekwa muchifamba muri vatatu imimi pakenda kwenyu kuZEC vanhu muchange muchifamba sei.
Isusu tiri kutoti tinotongofamba nenzira yatinogara tichifamba nayo nekutoenda nemutauni macho tinyatsotesta system because what they are trying to do now, it's actually the manifestation of the military dictatorship that started in December. People had welcomed with a sort of grace the change that took place in December. But right now, people are now seeing the ugly face of that military takeover of our country. So we are going to challenge the system to make sure that they understand that we do not agree, because we are not a military state and we are not going to agree with the use of military force on civilians. Military force is for war, not civilians. And so tomorrow we are going to go through the town. We're going to walk because we have to know that they have to know that we are free citizens. We are going to be in our groups, and we're going to see what they do, and we'll take it from there. But they are not going to start to oppress us now or oppress the citizens of Zimbabwe. We want freedom. We want to enjoy our country. These people, they take the people of Zimbabwe as their property. They don't value human lives. That is why they open fire at the people, and whoever gave that command is irresponsible and must be held by the rule of law, because that is an abuse of the rights of the people. Even if people were throwing stones, we don't think that it was supposed to be met with the force of a gun. If the gun probably was fired by police officers, we would understand, because they are law enforcement agents. But to see the army and the helicopters and the army trucks coming to sort of neutralize civilians, unarmed civilians, that is a threat to the independence of our country. And I don't think this is what actually we constitute our freedom as, or our independence as a country. These are actually signs that we are headed for a very painful future in this country, as long as if these people don't change.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Chikanga. Back to you, Jonga. You still on the line? I just wanted to ask you one question before I have some one-on-one discussion with my co-host here, Gibbs. What do you think is going on in the minds of election observers, especially those from SADC, the EU, and other countries?
Thing raised that this rioting came after all these organizations that you mentioned have given their side of the elections. They had just finished their press conference. And in a way, they endorsed the elections as free and fair, although they raised recommendations for other things like the voters' role, the time taken by people to vote, the counting process and all that, and the participation of women especially. They were saying also women did not participate instead they saw many women as election agents or polling station agents. But this happened after these organizations had given their side of the elections. I'm not sure whether they are going to hold another press conference following this rioting.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, so it seems as if, Ray, it's a long way to go, and these presidential election results, maybe we may get them tomorrow or maybe before the deadline, you know, as set in the Electoral Act. But as we know, lapha-ke masibamba mahle, ukuthi-ke kuyakhanya ukuthi ama-election results angaphuma kusasa, kodwa-ke sizwile-ke ubaba uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda ekhuluma kolapha esithi kuyamele kulungiswe okunye okuningi. Kungakakhitshwa ama-results wona lawa. So baba Dokotela Nkululeko Sibanda, so nxa usubona wena kuyiwa phambilini lapha kumele kwenziweni ngokhetho lolu?
Kumele iZAC izame ukuthi ikhiphe impumela yokhetho ngesikhathi esingaside, njalo izame ukuthi ikhiphe impumela yokhetho ngendlela eqondileyo etshengisa okwenzakale kuma-polling station. UPresident Nelson Chamisa ubele ama-agents akhe kuma-polling station. Ngalokho impumela yokhetho seyazi ukuthi nje umthetho kawumvumele ukuthi atsho ukuthi uphumelele ngenamba engakanani. Ngakho-ke bangazama ukuqila. Labantu beZimbabwe bayakwazi ukuthi bavote ngale picele. Ngakho hhayi, ukuqilana vele kakungenzakali. Izekhi kayenze umsebenzi wayo, amasosha kazama ukubuyela emabrak, amapholisi enza umsebenzi wayo ngendlela ephakeme, njengalokho kade bekwenza imini yonke kulokuthula kungakabi lodlakela olusuke lwabangelwa ikungena kwamasosha ezitredini.
So in short, are you saying that the soldiers should literally go back to the barracks? And do you think that is going to happen since the police is now using some certain security laws? Is that going to happen?
Well, look, as a matter of fact, it would seem as though President Mnangagwa has gone back to his original position and is resorting to extreme violence against citizens when he thinks they do not support him. And I think that is regrettable. Our President Chamisa, is encouraging anyone to maintain peace and to also observe their own rights as well as the rights of those that are next to them.
Can I just join in for mm-hmm. Dr. Sibanda here? Mm-hmm. We heard that the police are looking for advocate Tendai Biti and also the youth leader Chidziwa. Is this true?
Well, we have seen reports in the media suggesting that. In fact, I saw a statement being given by a representative of the police, which itself is mischievous. You do not announce that you are looking for someone on TV when you haven't even rung them and failed to find them. So we can see that there is political machinations in the manner in which these arrests are being talked off and dealt with. But be that as it may, the fact of the matter is that President Nelson Chamisa encourages law enforcement authorities to be peaceful and to carry out their duties professionally and remain impartial, and also encourages his supporters, supporters of other political parties, to exercise their rights in respect of the rights of others and also in respect of the law.
And we've got some messages, Ray, that are still trickling in. Kulama messages angenawe lapha sibili amaningi. Omunye wangikhona othume zi message ngunicolette Green othi, don't be confused about these results. They are fake, according to Nicolette Green. but according to Zach, they could be, they are authentic. Let me remove that word, could be. They are authentic, as per Zach. So Premise Dube Dube says, kubuhlungu lokhu okwenzakalayo elizweni lami leZimbabwe. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini uti, what can we expect from a voter's roll that was not vetted? Now, Dr. Isibanda, just briefly, less than a minute, did you get a proper voter's roll?
No, we did not get the final voter's roll. In fact, the voter's roll that was used at the election was a voter's roll that was incomplete. If voters looked at it, it had the date that it was finalized on the in June. Yet there were some changes that ZEC had reported to have taken place in July. As a result of that, the caller there or the listener there is very correct. The voter's roll was not appropriate, and we never got the final voter's roll.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chikanga, did you get a proper voter's roll? So I guess Mr. Chikanga,
so
maybe
you tried to get one.
So you did get it?
No. We did not go. We did not go at all. It wasn't in our. We just didn't worry about it.
Why?
It's something that really, you know, our party is so small, and we were concentrating more on getting known by the electorate than engaged in the system that, you know, how and understanding how the system is working. So we spend a lot of time outside town, and for us, we just said we that's what we tasked ourselves to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chikanga, would you regard this election as a flawed one?
That is a tough one. Let me, because I do not want to, again, say things that I cannot in the end substantiate.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to ask me this question after I meet with an organization called the Election Situation Room, this is a grouping of non-governmental organizations that really, I believe, were well-equipped or well-funded, and I believe that they had agents at every polling station. And I believe that what they say is going to enlighten the nation on exactly what to say about these results. Whether they are genuine or not, I will be able to say that because I did not have agents across the country. We were just a small party, so we did not have those agents. But this organization that I'm talking about, it's an independent organization that I think is well-funded or is capably funded or was capably funded to provide some more of oversight of the process. And their report would educate me. And after that, I'll be able to tell you my position as to whether this was fraud or it was authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, loba bake uvelisiwe chili uti kubuhlungu lokhu bantu benkosi. Then S. Lindsay Hammond says, abantu badutshulwe emhlane bebaleka. Why? Unarmed civilians just shot like that? Then Clifford Marunda says, Harare is not Zimbabwe. So I don't know what it was in reference to. And then Polite Kwakuba Maposa says, guys, really, do you think people in Matabeleland can vote for ZANU-PF that way? The results that are coming, I don't believe in them at all. Let's see, Tabani Machelela says, odliwe udliwe kodwa ke siyabazwile lokho sithi fair singakwazi ukuthi behamba njani. Then uzobuya ke njalo uNicolette Green uthi true before to Baba Isibanda, don't back down as 7 zen. Then Caroline Mbewula says, lokho ihamba phambili ibandla leZANU-PF kambe kuyophela nini konoko. Then we've got Busani Ntini who says, shouldn't the V11 forms been signed right away at the polling stations? Who knows what happened to the forms since Monday? Maybe something was cooking. according to Ntini here. So uti am I before that ray? Wanna be kandwa sibili kungazwana kutanga. I still remember listening to an audio from a person who came to be a G40 activist saying that people must watch out for those V11 forms.
Precisely.
So it was a hint to say, please watch them out. Always be there all the time. So maybe something may have happened. We don't know.
You're right, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Probably it's time for us to ask Mr. Chikanga what measures he took as a presidential candidate to ensure that after the vote has been counted at the polling station, it goes to the next stage up. It goes to get to the last command where they announce the results. Mr. Chikanga, can you explain what measures did you put in place to ensure that your vote was protected?
The problem we have is that of resources. We have a big vision, a big heart to see Zimbabwe move forward. But what we lacked are resources. And as you know, to just have agents, you know, represent us in these polling stations, they need to be paid. So in truth and in reality, we were not able to send any agencies across the nation. We just trusted that people like people like the observers would be there and they would, you know, not take a vote that is not theirs. That's what I kind of banked on. So in simple, we did not have anything. We just trusted that at the end of the day, nobody's going to steal our votes. Because they will be counted in front of everybody, and we believe that even whoever, the agents, the people who represented other parties would have the integrity to refuse a ballot that doesn't belong to them.
Gibbs.
Yes. There's a lot of things that are happening right now. I mean, to this kind of process, Ray. So let's go back to Chonga Kandemiri. So, Chonga, tomorrow and the day after and thereafter, what is going to happen? What are you going to be doing there in terms of, you know, giving us out exactly how the situation is in Zimbabwe? Do you have, a way of avoiding maybe for you to be killed or beaten up or all those things? Do you have any protection, and do journalists actually fear for their lives?
Well, I think journalists are humans, and I witnessed that today. The way we were fleeing from the army on the streets of Harare, it shows that we are all humans. We want to make sure that we are safe. In terms of how we are going to work tomorrow, I think we are going to wake up as usual and go to HICC to wait for the promised presidential results and the three outstanding constituencies. That's what we have been doing. I've been waking up at 3 a.m. I think you have been noticing my live streaming early in the morning. I've been waking up early to go out and see what's going on out there at HICC or on the streets.
Now, thank you so much, Chonga, but stay put there. We have got another guest, and that is Mr. Effort Nkomo of ZANU-PF. Mr. Nkomo, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us, we are told that ZANU-PF is celebrating, and some of you actually slaughtered some cows. You know, so what's going on? And at the same time, there are these street battles in Harare. People are disputing the poll results. So give us your take on that.
People must know that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is mandated to announce elections, and they will give us the mandate of who has won. People that start celebration without getting the official information are just fooling themselves. Can they not let a VEC, which is mandated in terms of the law, wait for the official announcements, then they can celebrate. But yeah. I must warn those people that start doing illegal things that the law will take its course.
Ye, kodwa abantu ngazani bazondile baba Nkomo ukuthi hey phela ukhetho lolupheka phekiwe phela izano ungani ingeke athola ikade ukuthola akuphendula abantu kona
abantu ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi bazondele ukuthi badliwe kumbe bazondele ukuthi badliwe kakhulu kanti kunabakuzondeleyo.
Zizilo baba Sibali uza kuphendula. So he's asking why people are really angry. Is it about the way they were beaten or in the elections or some other issues, you know? So he says he needs an answer to that.
Definitely it needs an answer, and it also raises also questions on the part of ZANU-PF. And I would want to know from Mr. Nkomo whether he believes people of Zimbabwe have a right to demonstrate.
Abantu. Babe demonstrate-ela ukuthi kwenze njani. Ukhetho lolu lufakiwe abantu bahamba bavota bawina abawinayo abaluzile baluzilo kanti uhlupho lungaphi. Kanti sikhulumile ukuthi abantu balelungile lokuvotela umuntu bamfunayo kanti imgodoyi ihluthwa yini?
Kambe ukuthi singasebenzisa ibali elinjalo Nkomo?
Uyakwazi ukuthi into okuthiwa umgodoyi kuyini?
Inje quma
mana ngutshele ngokuthi umgodoyi kuyini. Umgodoyi yinja elandela umuntu angayaziyo. Nesindebeleni nxa usithi umgodoyi uyabulandela yinja elandela umuntu engamaziyo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. So-ke wathi siye kubaba uSibanda. Sibaba uSibanda, sicela umphendule ubaba Nkomo.
Ngiyacela ukuthi ngiqale ngathi ngobaba Nkomo ngoba angimuzwa ukuthi kumbe uyazisisa indaba lapha kumbe akayizwisisi ngoba udaba elisegudini lolophela lokuthi ukhetho lufanele luhanjiswe ngendlela esemthethweni, lufanele lulandelwe ngendlela ehlelwe i-constitution yabuya yahlelwa i-electoral act. Manje-ke esikubonileyo ukuthi iZimbabwe Election Commission yehlulekile ukwenza ukhetho ngendlela ecwayiswa isisekelo sombuso langomthetho oqondane lezekhetho. Ngalokho-ke kuhle ukuthi sazi ukuthi akulandaba ukuthi ngubani okhulumayo, kodwa bakumele ukuthi abantu amapholisa labantu bezanu bangagijimeli ukubulala abantu abatshengisela ngendaba esemthethweni.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Sibanda. Ray, you can proceed. Maybe you can go to Mr. Chikanga.
Vachikanga vachiri berepo?
Yes.
Vachikanga muchiri berepo baba? Ndanzwa muchitizvo imimi pamakapinda musarudzo iyoyi yemutungamiri wenyika makangopinda henyu but mamusina kupinda nemwoyo wose. Muri kurevei kana muchitaura kudaro?
Aiwa, ndati tine a big heart and a big vision for this nation but dambudziko ratakaita nderekushaya maresources. Hatitori nemwoyo wese, takatoperera kutoti because tiri kutorwadziwa nesituation iri on the ground. Saka tiri kutoda kuti zvinhu zvichinje for the better, vanhu vagare zvakanaka, vaende kumabasa, zvipatara zvedu, madoctors, manesi, zvese zviite zvakanaka. Ndofunga ipapo handina kunge muna kundinzwa zvakanaka.
Ndinenge ndaenda kunzwa zvakanaka pamati izvo. Imimi pamakapinda musarudzo makangopinda henyu but manga muchida kungoyedzawo sevanhu muchiri kutanga.
Okay. Ndofunga kana kuti ndakanganisa kutsanangura ipapo, handizvo zvandanga ndichida kutaura ba.
Zvisinei vachikanga, Zeki yoburitsa zvabuda musarudzo imomo yobva yadoma munhawi namusarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Imi muchazvitambira here?
And it's not ndinotomirira like ndanyatsoona the authentic, because right now I have more questions than answers. Saka, like I said, we were on the ground campaigning. And as we campaigned and interacted with the young generations, we are talking about the people just slightly above 30 or below 30, who have never worked, who have challenges raising their families, saying they wanted something brand new. And so for me to say I will quickly endorse the whole outcome of the election without being satisfied, it would be wrong. I definitely need to be satisfied. Probably we'll have to go back ikoko kuma reserve kwacho nyatsona kuti zvi zvakanyatsoitika kuti vanhu vakanga vachitivimbisa kuti havasi kuzovhotera nhamo kutambudzika nezvese zvavari kuona. Vanhu ivavo havasi kubuda mazinhamba asingaite, yeti vanhu ivavo vaitaura kuti izvo havachazvida. Saka izvozvo ndozvichine confusion mandiri. Saka mazombonzwa paipai ndichiti nini, ndakanyanya kumirira ripoti election situation room. Ripoti iyoyo ichandi educata nekundi enlightena kuti ndotora position ipi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chikanga. So what's the way forward, Dr. Spanda?
Look, it is very, the only way forward is that Zekman must announce the results as they obtained from the polling stations, and that they must do so timeously, and that they must respect the people of Zimbabwe. And I think that also security forces must be very clear about their role and mandate in accordance with the Constitution, so as to not affect the level at which the people of this country respect them. President Nelson Chamisa has reiterated over and over again that this country needs a military it can respect, and that he would be, as commander-in-chief, he would make sure that our military earns its stars and that our military is respected by all the people. And they will not be respected because they're shooting people. They'll be respected because they're upholding their role of protecting this country to the best of its ability, and that he would make sure that the military is served well by this country as well. And then President Nkurunziza also says, look, the people have the right to publicly demonstrate and to do so peacefully and in respect of the rights of others. And I think that is the way forward. We need to build a Zimbabwe we can be proud of. That is the sole agenda of President Nelson Chamisa.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, Dr. Sibanda, do you still have hope?
We don't need to have hope because the data that we have that President Chamisa has shows clearly that he won a resounding victory. There is no need for a rerun. And because of that, I think the people of Zimbabwe's hope has been reborn, and Zimbabwe can dream again. All these young people that do have never known what a job is, have no pay slip, have no pensions, don't know what a pension is. All these young people who were born in the generation when there was no bread, the breadless generation, are once again going to see their country being transformed by President Nelson Chamisa. And I think that yesterday was, in fact, a great day for this country. It voted for change, and change is here. And the presumptive president will be a president for every Zimbabwean. He will respect the rights of his own supporters, supporters of other political parties, and even lead those who may disagree with him here and there, because he's indeed a Democrat and is indeed progressive.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. Our reporter, Jonga Kandemiri in Harare, Mr. Everest Washington Chikanga, who is a presidential candidate under the Rebuild Zimbabwe Party, and Mr. Effort Nkomo of ZANU-PF. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Ini ndini Ray Choto, ndakamirira Blessing Zulu. Ndinoti rarai zvakanaka, vana veZimbabwe. Tosangana zvakare muchikamu chinotevera mangwana.